For the past few years, they've been detaining people right and left. There's been a lot of extrajudicial detentions, as well as forcible disappearances. Now, with the release, people have been captured from both sides. They're going to be exchanging prisoners between both sides. So the people who have been captured by the Houthis are going to be moving to areas that are under the control of Hadi's government, and vice versa from the Hadi government. They're going to be moving back to the Houthi areas. So there's highly unlikely of them being captured again.
When you see this kind of development coming out, do you think that it's going to develop into two coalition governments in Yemen? Or do you think at some point one side will inevitably take over the other? Or is that too simplistic to put it?
No, it's not simplistic, actually. That's exactly what's on the table. But the ambition here is that they'll have some sort of one single transitional government. Because if you're going to end up having two coalition governments or one side taking over, that has been tried for the past few years and it did not work, which is why we still have a continuous conflict. There was no military win. It was not possible and it is not feasible. Hence the UN talks, the current political consultations, and hopefully, which is going to develop into peace talks, they need to create a transitional government.